Okay, what do these have in common? John Lewis, the late civil rights leader and congressman, the Everglades, author Toni Morrison, and a grandmother witch from a famous kids book. Give up? They will all be on stamps come 2023. It's actually a longer list than that. So let's bring in Bill Gicker of the U.S. Postal Service. He's Director of Stamp Services. Bill, hello.
Hello. Nice to be here.
A lot of famous people will be recognized this coming year. But my favorite is images taken by microscope. Too small for the human eye. Red blood cells, a human hair, the antenna of a moth. So I'm curious, how did that idea come together?
Well, you know, the American public writes in every year about 40,000 suggestions for stamps. And each year we produce about 24 stamps. So with something like the Life Magnified, which you just described,
yeah,
it came from various ideas that came in over time, and we put it together as a pane of stamps with images from electron microscopes.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit, I guess, more about this vetting process, how the decision ultimately gets made. I mean, there are also skateboard designs and the art of pop artist Roy Lichtenstein.
Well, there's a group of people called the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee, and they meet quarterly to review everything that comes in from the American public. And once they've looked at all of the ideas that come in, they determine whether something meets our criteria for being on stamps.
Okay. Now, there are many Native Americans featured as designers, say, on the skateboard images. There are women featured, including the women's U.S. soccer team, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Toni Morrison. Is that intentional?
Well, it's certainly intentional to have as much diversity in the stamp program as possible. That diversity takes many forms. So, of course, there's gender diversity, there's racial diversity, but there's also just diversity of interests and topics. So we have science and we have pop culture, literature, and history. So something, we try to make sure there's a little something for everyone in every program year.
Americans, we don't mail things as often as we used to. As I was reading up on this, it felt a little bit like a new face on a quarter. I'm interested, but I also don't carry quarters anymore. How relevant are stamps compared to the past?
It's part of our job is to keep it as relevant as possible. So what you'll find in the stamp program are very dynamic images, as current as possible. And the hobby of stamp collecting, but also just the interest in stamps, is actually still quite strong. You're right, though. Usage is down, but there still seems to be a very strong interest in what stamps are, because stamps are essentially our nation's calling card. They're a form of currency, but they are the most diverse form of currency we have as far as what's depicted on them.
And Bill, before I let you go, let me ask an unfair question. Do you have a favorite of the new stamps coming out in 2023?
You know, it's really hard to choose, but I do really like the Life Magnified because the images are so dynamic and bold and interesting.
Yeah, I thought I was looking at jelly beans in one of them. Is that like a close-up of pollen? Or I don't remember now. I'm like, well, that's so colorful.
It is. It's flame lily pollen, and they look very tasty really in this image.
Yeah. Bill Gicker is Director of Stamp Services at the U.S. Postal Service. Bill, thanks for sticking around.
Thank you for having me.